I'm Dakota, and
this is Brandy,
and we're gonna review the movie Matilda, directed by Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. We probably should have looked up what date came out before we started.
Okay, wait. We are
looking that up right now.
All right, you talk while I look it up.
I have nothing to talk about. Just hurry up.
It was 1996.
Okay, for sure. 1996.
So I was right.
Like, so it's like 10 years ago.
What? 13? No.
It's closer. Yeah. We're gonna settle on that. 13 years ago.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. It would be in 2006. Okay. So we start with them in the hospital. It's a close-up on Matilda as a baby, with a speech, and then we get to this kind of hard to watch a little bit of the baby Matilda in the trunk of the car
sliding around
while they're driving.
It's hilarious. He did a U-turn and she just went into the wall.
She slid and just did a spin. Like, I'd give her an 8 out of 10. And then they're going down the street, and they just straight up try to murder some kids. It's pretty funny.
Almost hit them.
Clearly.
Went over some speed bumps, too. Like, yeah. 15 consecutive just like, speed bumps.
And then they just straight up leave her in the car, which, you know.
I like how that scene doesn't conclude with them, like, forgetting about it and then going back to the car.
They just forget. There's no
Like, when do they remember? Like,
yeah, like, how long was she in that car?
Like 15 minutes? 15 hours?
We don't know.
I mean, she's still alive by the end of it, probably, like,
but
poorly.
Conspiracy theory, what if the entire movie is just her imagination in that car?
Oh my god.
And then she just dies. Rest in peace, car negligence.
That was a sharp turn, but
I mean, it is Danny DeVito. What can you expect?
That is fair.
He thinks out everything meticulously. We could never know. Does he even direct anymore? I've never seen anything other than Matilda that he's directed.
Yeah.
I
don't really follow up with him.
I don't know. I haven't seen him acting in a while either, so it's pretty sad. Mm-hmm. I really liked when he was in the music video. You probably haven't seen this, but
probably not.
There was One Direction had a music video called "Steal My Girl," and he was like in the beginning, the main skit of the video. And even though I don't listen to One Direction, I watched it because he was in it, and he's literally the same character as he is in Matilda. He's
but
just like
direction.
He's like a movie director.
He totally could have replaced Harry Styles and we would not have noticed.
Clearly, that man is like
I also liked his tweet on Twitter or like 10 years ago when he said something about I'm a gamer. Like, people are still retweeting it today. That's why I keep saying it pop up.
What would we do without Danny DeVito? The world may never know. He is
immortal. Yes.
Also, his real life wife plays his wife in this movie, which
I also did not know. I need to brush up on my Danny DeVito trivia.
Yeah, you need to catch up, man. I know more information than you, and you're supposed to be the smart one.
Well, I have the book smarts, and you have the Danny DeVito smarts.
Okay, you don't have to come to me like that. I'm trying really hard to have good grades.
I literally just complimented you, but okay.
Listen, you don't understand.
Well, obviously I don't, because I don't know enough about Danny DeVito.
That sounds like a you problem. I at least am somewhat educated.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Okay, so cut to... I pointed this out, but she's writing her name in the peas.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, and then her mom puts her
it's
in
like
the
pea
sink.
Soup.
Yeah, it's like pea soup. Her mom puts her in the sink and, like, turns on the faucet as if to wash her, but the faucet is in the other part of the sink.
Yeah.
And just leaves, and that's the end of the scene. And I'm
the same, like, with the car thing. Like, how long was she in there?
How long was she just sitting there before they realized? If they did,
like, what if she accidentally pressed the,
like, what is it?
The disposal.
Yeah,
like the
garbage. Dead. and then boom, she's like three, and she's like home alone, and then she's like, you know what? I'm going to the library.
Yeah, good decision.
And she just walks. And I'm wondering how no adult was like, there's this 2-year-old girl walking across the street with a giant truck in front of her. I'm just gonna let her do her thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she almost gets hit, too.
Yeah, and, like...
That's just New York for you.
Is it New York?
I'm just saying. I meant, like, busy streets. Like,
oh, that is getting true. Run they over. Don't care. I went to New York when I was 14, in freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, wow, they don't care. I almost got hit, like, 10 times. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, it was, like, a group of theater kids,
mm-hmm.
and we were turning this corner, because we were heading to this play, and this car just, like, whips around the corner, and, like, just almost clipped me, and, like, just honked and flipped me off while they were walking away, and it was just, like, I'm sorry, are manners different in the North? Like, I'm a little confused.
Manners are non-existent
in
the North.
Like, here in Texas, like, we may not be that great of people, but we at least have driving etiquette most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Like, when you're at a 4-way stop sign intersection, and the nice person next to you, when you arrived at the same time, goes, oh, go on ahead.
Yeah, people
and,
are
like,
usually nice about
along.
That.
Yeah.
Unless they stop there first, and then I stop there last, and then they tell me to go ahead. And I'm like, you're wasting my time. Because I'm trying to tell you to go ahead.
Yeah, I always get, like, so uncomfortable because I'm like, really, it's your turn. You're making me uncomfortable. Just go.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel rude and
I can't even see you because your windows are so tinted.
Yeah, like, you probably should be pulled over for how dark they are. And I can't see you waving and I need you to just go because I'm an anxious girl and... okay, so cut to when she's 6 apparently, but she looks like 10. I don't know.
And also, her eye color changes.
She has brown eyes from baby to 3 years old, but as soon as we cut to her being 6 and a half, her eyes are blue as the night sky.
Maybe some like secret underlying story that we missed
maybe
out on.
Maybe her powers showed up as soon as her eyes changed.
Right.
Maybe she had brown eyes until she turned 6.
There was 3 whole years that we didn't get to see.
Yeah, we don't know. Okay. We don't know. Also, we find out... Okay, so after that, she's like, I want to go to school. They say, no way, Jose. You're only 4.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense, because she literally looks 9.
Yeah, around there.
And then... He's like, what was it? When a person is bad, that person can be punished.
Yeah.
And
then Matilda's like,
and she's
oh,
like, oh,
person.
There's my chance. Like, rubbing her hands evilly. And she's just like, all right, I'm going to get this peroxide and put it in my dad's hair oil.
Yeah.
Because that's so safe. And then he somehow doesn't notice her crawling across the floor as soon as he wakes up. Which, by the way, how does he wake up so quickly?
Yeah,
His alarm rings, he turns it off, he sits up. Me, I sit there for maybe half an hour.
Like,
before
I can open my eyes.
My eyes are, like, crossed for the first 20 minutes before
so
I can, like, look forward. And then he just douses that stuff on his head.
So much.
Like, maybe half the bottle.
Like, I know you want nice and pristine hair, but...
Like, you don't need half the bottle, like...
Just, like,
how much do you use?
Shower at that point.
Like his hair
so
was
liquid.
Wet.
Yeah.
And then, she somehow doesn't get caught by her mom because her mom's wearing a sleep mask. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horrifying one.
And
jump scare moment.
Oh my god, yeah. This movie is a horror movie.
It really is.
We're clear about that. It is legitimately a horror movie. So, at one point, He walks out, he's, like, talking to his son, and his hair is just destroyed. And it's just...
It's a look, though.
Yeah, it
wasn't
that bad. It's like
ombre, like, blonde on the top, brown on the bottom.
He looks like Danny DeVito today. Just no beard.
Yeah.
Instead, he had a Hitler mustache.
I can't even call it that. It was just so weird and bad, and...
It was just, like... You could, like, it was basically just traveling out of his nose, and then it just stopped. It was the ugliest thing. and then, they go to his job, where he's basically cheating people out of their money for really crap cars. And Matilda gets the idea while their backs are turned to put super glue into his hat. So not only has this man's hair been destroyed, he's about to get his scalp ripped apart. The mom shows up and she gives this unearthly screech and says, "I won bingo." And so the,
oh yeah,
so
no, they, that screech was terrifying. Like, another reason why it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it. Like, I feel like that should be a blooper or something.
Yeah, like, did she mean to do that? Because like, she'd go like, ah!
No, it was,
and
it
then
was
she paused,
so...
and then she screamed again.
Just
like it was that scream, a 2 second pause, and then she screamed again, and
the
it was like,
worse.
Yeah,
throat scratching, stomach gurgling, awful scream,
and then they get to the Ritz, which
it's a really good looking restaurant on the
it's
outside.
Really,
it's so cool.
Yeah. And
I really got to see like 3 seconds.
And
of it.
Here comes the iconic, my hat stuck. This lady goes, "Your head's swollen into it." And
this
into
is a
it.
Literal big brain moment right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it was so big brain. I was going crazy. And then I was actually watching an interview about this movie that's on YouTube. And apparently he had strings in his hands. And he was just holding it down so the hat wouldn't come off. Which is really cool.
Yeah. I think they should have just glued it.
Yeah, they really should have just glued it.
Really,
it's not like he had that much hair to lose. And then they go flying because the rim of the hat breaks off. Matilda gets this nice little cake, and her brother, she has a brother, by the way, I don't think we mentioned him. He's pretty pointless in this story. He gets splattered by this cream cake, I think it is. And then the scene cuts to when they're cutting off the hat, which you can tell that it's not glued to his head because it's just moving back and forth the whole time. And then Danny DeVito's character literally grabs it and holds it in place.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. And then...
why didn't they use the strings there?
Yeah, like, why didn't they just use the strings for that too? I guess because he was sitting down.
I guess so.
He gets really mad. And they start watching, Getting Sticky with Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, apparently the funniest show they've ever seen.
It was funny. You can't tell me it wasn't funny.
What was funny about it?
Maybe I just don't read enough books, but, like,
he was just
this man got sticky with Mickey, and then...
he was just sticking money to his butt.
And then they went into those, like, little wind tunnel things where the money flies around. And then he just has to let it stick to him.
It reminded me of that, you know the roller skating rink?
Yeah.
Where,
no, exactly.
Yeah, you stand in it, you have to grab money as it's falling.
It's a lot more difficult than you think.
Yeah, because you're not sticky.
And,
Mickey.
Okay.
You're just...
okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Because I did it for my birthday, and
I
was like... I was looking at the other people doing it, I was like, oh, it's so easy.
Yeah,
like,
it looks so easy. Like,
but
why aren't they grabbing
the thing
stuff?
Is, you can't take it off of the walls.
Yeah, you
and
have to grab it
while it's
in the air.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, with Sticky with Mickey, you can just be like, ooh, catch on my arms.
Right. No, nobody's stopping me from doing that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to get sticky in a roller skating, I'm going
to
do it. Don't stop me.
Yeah. And then Danny B was like, hey, you old brat, why are you reading that book? And she's like, it's Moby Dick by Darles Hickens,
Hickens.
Yeah. And he goes, Moby what? And it's so funny. I never understood that as a kid, why he got so offended by the name, but now I understand, and it's kind of funny.
I got offended by the Darles Hickens.
Darles Hickens, yeah. And she does it again later on when she's at school talking to Miss Honey. She's like, oh, I was reading Moby Dick. By Darles Hickens. I mean, Charles Dickens. Like, girl.
If she loves the book that much, she should at least know the author's name.
Yeah. Like,
I think Matilda is an absolute fraud.
Either a fraud or dyslexic.
Okay.
Let's discuss.
Oh, maybe she's just practicing her reading skills.
Maybe. I mean, who knows?
Mm.
Okay, so then we cut to the dad at his work. With Miss Trunchbull, silhouetted, their height differences are very contrasted. is really funny. She's around, like, the actress is around, like, 6 foot, I believe. And Danny DeVito is, of course, below 5 feet.
We don't judge,
We don't judge. He's a very big presence on the movie.
Yes.
And then we cut to Matilda learning she gets to go to school. She's obviously very happy. And then we finally get Miss Trunchbull's official introduction, which is, she just yeets this girl with pigtails over a fence and into a flower bed, and it's just...
Yeah, because she grabs the pigtails
and
swings
her
around.
Yeah, she's like, my mommy made it for me. Are you a pig? And just hammer
Are you a pig,
her.
Says the rat.
Yeah.
She is a rat.
Okay, Miss Trunchbull is a rat. Like, let's not get mixed up here. She is the rattiest rat. and then, like, oh no, if she's this bad, what's my teacher like? And then we meet the angel, Miss Honey.
Mm-hmm. Absolute sweetheart.
Yes. We get this nice scene of Miss Honey discovering how smart Matilda is, and then she goes to see Miss Trunchbull and be like, hey, this girl should be in a few grades higher, but Miss Trunchbull takes this as, oh, you're ready to get rid of her, huh? She's that bad? I told you. And then what happens next? She goes home, she talks to her mom, she's like, hey, school's great, mom's not listening, she's on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then... her mom's like, I swear, 6 to 7 hours at school isn't enough. And it's like, well, Matilda says, I'll say, I have to disagree with both of them. I would like school to be 2 hours maximum. Thank you. I can't deal with this 8 hour.
Agreed.
And then we go to the next day at school, which has my least favorite scene. It's the cake eating scene.
Yay.
Poor Bruce. We're at this assembly where Miss Trunchbull's like, yo, who ate my cake? It must be this Bruce dude.
Yeah, obviously.
And pulls him up to the...
Not profiling
at all. And, like, pulls him up onto the stage in front of the entire school and is like, yo, you ate my cake? Here's a slice.
Which I still find very odd.
Yeah, and he's like, it's not as good as my mom's. Which,
dang.
I mean, good comeback, Bruce. He eats it. He's like, oh, it's so good. Like, mouthful. He hasn't even finished it yet. And this woman is like, oh, good. Come here, cook. And it's this massive, probably 20-pound cake.
Gigantic.
And he has to eat it in front of the entire school, or I guess he'll get expelled or something. I can't remember what she said. She said, eat it. Oriole something. I guess going to the
Probably.
Chokey, maybe?
Yeah, the Chokey. Very fun place.
Yes. Starts to, like, he gets very close to the end and he starts to get really sick because, I mean, who can eat that much cake? And Matilda gets the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matilda gets the bright idea to be like, yo, you can do it, Brucey!
Yeah.
And it just starts a full-on chant.
Matilda the real
homie. Yeah, she's a real homie. And... we'll get back to Bruce, but he gets a really good comeuppance at the end of the movie. And they all get detention for 5 hours after school. And by the time she gets home, it's really dark out.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes no sense. Oh, we didn't talk about how after the first day of school, Miss Honey came to their house. And Danny was dyeing his hair back to black or whatever. And she's like, yo, your child should be at least in sixth grade. And she could probably go to college if she wanted. And they're like, college? Who goes to college?
Exactly. How do you not know people who go to college?
Yeah. And she's like, yo, bro, if people didn't go to college, you'd be screwed every time I got sick. And they're like, fair point, but get out. okay. And then the stuff in the assembly happened. And then, she gets home late, and, what happens? I can't remember. They get home,
her
like,
mom
oh, the cops,
her.
The cops.
Yes.
She sees the cops who are spying on her dad because he's a crook and, like, has been stealing car parts and stuff.
They're just chilling
there. Yeah, they're just chilling.
And
Pee-wee Herman is one of the officers.
Who would have thought?
And... Wow, I, like, wow, he looks so different, but, like, exactly the same. And then she's like, yo, there are cops at our house? And her mom's like, no, those are boat salesmen. Salesmen.
Like, at, like, 11 p.m. Yeah, at, like, or something.
11 p.m. at night, and they're like, no, just boat salesmen.
They're just chilling boats.
Straight chilling. Out there with cameras in their car. And radios and... And, like, Danny Vito's got, like, a little suspicious. He's like, those aren't salesmen. And then the wife's like, some people go on vacations. Which, you know, like, true, but...
I think it was that ramen hair that was covering her eyes.
Yeah. It's full on, like, spaghetti noodles.
Stringly.
Like, yeah.
So, like, the hair underneath is, like, flat.
Yeah.
And then on top, it's, like, curly.
From her jawline up, her hair is, like, super thick and curly and nice looking. And then it starts getting over her shoulder, and it's, like, the thinnest hair ever. Yeah, it looks like a wig. Like, extensions.
She just didn't
finish the rest of it.
And she has, like, those four long curls that go back. But it's, like, her whole head of hair.
And it's, like, the thinnest crap ever. Yeah. Like, I guess maybe she didn't finish pinning it up or something.
Let's just hope
I guess we'll never know.
We'll hope that.
Yeah. It's like that for the rest of the movie, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
She just forgot for a while.
Mm-hmm. Next day, this is when we meet the, where Lavender, her friend at school, finds a, what she calls a bug, but it's actually a newt.
I don't know how she calls a bug.
She says, a bug! A bug!
It's a giant newt.
Yeah, it's a giant lizard.
Yeah.
Matilda gets thrown into the chokey because, the car her dad gave Miss Trunchbull, breaks down. And we get to class, and Lavender pours the newt into this pitcher, and then carries the glass in the pitcher to the desk while Miss Trunchbull is walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And she sits down. Miss Honey goes to get Matilda while Miss Trunchbull's walking, and then she pours out the glass, and there's a newt in there, and she just straight up drinks that glass, not noticing it.
I really thought she was gonna swallow it. I was hoping she wouldn't.
Honestly,
but it seems like she
no matter how many times I watch that scene, I think she's gonna swallow it. Or, like, get it in her mouth and she freaks out like that. I don't know why.
No, I feel like she would just swallow it whole, like, not noticing.
Yeah,
and she's like... And then newts are slimy, so, like, I'm sure she wouldn't feel it go down, right?
Yeah, and then she's just like, what's this? What's going on?
Yeah.
She
doesn't drink it, though, sadly. Yeah, well, okay, maybe that's a good thing.
It's a good thing, but newt was so adorable. She flips out.
And that's because everyone's laughing at her. And she's like, why is everyone laughing at me? Uh-huh. She looks down, there's a newt in her cup.
And she just flips out. She blames Matilda. Because Matilda's like, that's not a snake. That's a newt. But she thinks that she was raising her hand to be like, I did it. Then Matilda goes, squinty eye, squinty eye, squinty eye. And the newt goes right onto Miss Trunchbull's shirt. And lo and behold, she freaks out. She flings the newt across the room, and it lands on this ceiling light,
mm-hmm.
and it drops into this boy's hands. What happens next? Miss Honey's like, yo, she couldn't have done that. She's all the way across the room.
She's over there, man.
Yeah, class ends, and then Miss Honey walks up to Miss Honey and is like, yo, that was me. I did that.
LMAO.
She's like, no, it was not you. And then Miss Honey's like, you want to come to my house? Which, in today's standards, would be really creepy, but extremely. I guess in the 90s it was okay. We would not know. We are 2000s children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking, and Miss Honey's like, yo, let me tell you a story about this little girl who's totally not me. She had this big old house, her mom died, and then her auntie came to stay with her and her dad. Her dad... quote-unquote, committed suicide, and then the little girl left the house and found a cottage next to the big old mansion. And the aunt was Miss Trunchbull. Mm-hmm. And somehow, Matilda doesn't piece it together, like, yo, that's Miss Honey. Until they're outside her house, which is obviously the cottage, which, in my opinion, at the end of the movie, I feel like she shouldn't even moved into the mansion. She should have stayed in that cottage. Is so much nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matilda's like, yo, we should go get your doll inside the house. the mansion. And Sunny's like, oh, that's breaking and entering. Like, oh, what are you talking about? They do it anyway. And this is when the horror movie kicks in, because there's this really intense chase scene where they have to hide from Miss Trunchbull because she comes home. They get away, but the entire scene is very suspenseful and left me on the edge of my seat. Okay, and then after that, Matilda's like, all right, I got powers. I know I do. And she goes home and she's like, oh yeah, there's still cops. Because the cops are inside their house right now talking to the mom. And she's like flirting with them, both of them at the same time. Oh, yeah.
And then
Danny DeVito comes in. He's like, yo, get these strippers out of here.
These male strippers out of my house.
He legitimately says male strippers. And like, what is this movie rated? Because
'90s are wild though.
Yeah,
they can do whatever.
Let me look it up. While we're still talking, she's like, "Yo, yell at me, Dad! Like, get me angry." She's like, "Oh, when I get angry, my powers grow in. You know, it's rated PG." PG.
Man, we should have had a parent watching it with us. Whoops.
It's like, get me angry, and he's like shouting at her, and she just slams the door shut with her mind.
Yeah, she just shut it with her hands?
Yeah.
Like, she was like, right next to the
I know
door.
She wanted to be like, ooh, I got powers, but like, you just outed yourself to
your
parents.
Completely exposed.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he didn't realize, though.
Yeah,
he's really dumb. Maybe she decided, like, he thought that
maybe
she had a
she
super
just,
long
like,
arm.
Her hand, yeah. Maybe. And then we get to the iconic Umbue scene.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you all know that song. It slaps even today. And she's like, yo, I got powers. Now I'm gonna be, like, boss, and I'm gonna go confront these coppers who are digging in my garage. Mm. And then after I do that, I'm just gonna go straight on villain and go to Miss Trunchbull's house and haunt her ass.
But not break in.
Yeah, not break in, but haunt her. She goes and starts scaring Miss Trunchbull by pretending to be Miss Honey's father. Mm-hmm. Gets the doll back and gets some chocolates, and she loses her ribbon when that happens.
Which, it was also a very terrifying scene.
Yes.
Anything at her house,
it was legitimately
is terrifying. A floating painting.
Yeah. This is the time when the movie just becomes a horror movie.
It was psychological,
yeah.
Too. Like, the clock.
Yeah.
It kept doing
like,
the,
kept
the
dinging,
noise.
And she was, like, staring into Magnus's eyes, and she's, like, so scared. And then, cut to the next morning, she's like, Miss Honey, look what I got! And Miss Honey's reaction isn't, oh my god, what the hell, I told you not to go near there. She's like, Lissy. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
And only later is she like, this is crazy, I have to return it. But it's just, like, the weirdest reaction. And then they get into the classroom, because Miss Trunchbull was like, I'm teaching your class today. And, like, hiding the ribbon behind her back, I'm teaching this class today. And then, Matilda's like, yo, I got powers, I can prove it. She lifts the pitcher of water. Sunny's like, that's wild. Let's not have powers, please. And Matilda's like, no, I got it. Wait, I have a plan. Just don't do anything. Stressful comes in, and she makes the kids all get in line against the wall. And then she just freaking slam dunks these tables across the room.
That's better redecorating. Mm-hmm.
And she has them line up across the room instead of against the wall, and she's like, yo, this red ribbon, where you at? Throws it on the ground, spits at it, because I guess that's the thing, right? And then here comes the high gear horror, where Matilda's moving this chalk on the blackboard. And writing, hi, Agatha, it's Magnus, give my house back to my honeybee, or I will hurt you just like you hurt me.
Yeah.
And it's so dark.
It's absolutely
it's
terrifying.
It's like, if Matilda didn't have powers, and that was just something that happened, guess how scary that would have been? And like, just out of nowhere, just like you got me. Oh yeah, he didn't commit suicide. It's heavily implied she killed him to get the house. And then they just torment Miss Trenchpole with some chalk wipers or whatever it's called. And then she just yeets this other kid out of the window.
Yeah.
And so, like,
well, no, Matilda opens the window.
Yeah, she
for
opens
him.
It.
She's like, oh yeah, just yeet him out.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And she's like, oh, thank you. Yeet. And then Matilda catches him and just, like, glides him throughout the field and then launches him at Miss Trenchbull, which think would hurt the kid even more.
Yeah.
But, he's fine.
Couldn't have landed him in some flowers like she did the other kid.
Yeah, like the blonde girl, the pigtails. Miss Trenchbull's on this globe, spinny.
A giant globe, too.
Yeah, it's huge. I've never seen one that big.
She lands right on Japan, also.
I think so, yeah. And then she's, like, super dizzy, and she just launches herself at Lavender. And Matilda's like, not yeet, up to the ceiling.
She yeets Lavender up there, like, and she catches on to a pipe up there.
Like, okay, if Matilda was made in 2019, she would have said yeet every time she did something.
My God.
And you know she would. And then Miss Trenchpool crashes through the door, breaks it, and then they just full-on throw food at her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bruce from before...
She's broken at that point.
She's all broken up. And then Bruce from before is like, this is my chance to get my comeback. And he's like, he and the rest of the school just, like, start throwing their lunch at her.
Like, perfectly fine bananas and apples.
And somehow they have, like, water balloons.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Which
where
made no
from.
Sense. And then Bruce is just like, oh, bang. Just, like, a mouthful of chocolate cake.
Where did he get that cake?
Is
the chef supplying
her slice? It's also
he probably stole that.
Yeah. And then she gets in her beat-up car and she leaves town. And then we cut to, Miss Honey has her mansion back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at Matilda's house, Matilda's at her house. And, Miss Honey's like, yo, you my boo.
Oh, God.
And, Matilda's family is like, yo, we gotta go, we're going to Guam. Because the FBI is after us, because your dad's a crook.
He even mentions the police sirens.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, these police sirens, I can't hear them. Like, we have to outrun those sailboat salesmen.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, I don't want to leave. Miss Honey, adopt me.
Just right there.
And she's like, I got the papers already. I've had them since I was 4. Like, Miss Honey's like, sure, I love her. And they sign it, and boom, she adopts her.
I guess you only have to sign 3 papers.
Sign 3 papers, no legal documents, anything. Just get it off of the website at the library and print it out.
Exactly.
There you go. And there she goes. She's adopted by Miss Honey, and then we get this nice montage, and then the movie ends with Danny DeVito monologuing about family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good found family movie, I thought.
Yeah, sweet ending there.
Very sweet ending. Was a very psychologically horror movie.
Yeah.
Not
entirely expected.
I remember
but...
as a kid, this movie gave me nightmares, but I would still watch it because I had a soft spot for it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually named my dog after Matilda.
What's her name?
Matilda. And I've had her since I was 2 years old. What's your opinion on the movie?
I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't entirely believe you when you said that there was horror elements. But jeez.
Yeah.
That chase scene was a bit...
I told you.
Much, like, I don't understand, like, that room that Matilda went into?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the second floor, and then she has to, like, go
downstairs.
Was there even stairs there?
It was stairs, yeah.
I felt like it was, like, a giant laundry chute.
Like, tunnel.
Yeah.
With pots and pans.
Why is that? And pots and pans.
Yeah.
So
and
many.
You just hear,
boom, boom. So it, like, falls
she's
down there.
She's chasing me after. And it's literally probably the scariest movie I've ever watched as a kid.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. Other than, like, Coraline, which I feel like we should do a report on. It's probably one of the scariest movies as a kid you could probably watch. Nice message, though. It's all about found family rather than blood family, which you don't get a lot. Really good movie. What would you rate it out of 5?
Solid? Like, You know, I would say 5. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'll say, like, 4.9 because some parts just go really fast.
Yeah.
It, like,
pacing. I need my resolved ending to her being left in the car.
Yeah, like, some things were just so ambiguous. It was, like, it made no sense, you know?
I prefer our theories more, though.
Yeah.
I think thinking about it, it makes you... Yeah. Makes me up it to a 5, at least.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, I agree. I would say 5, but if there had been less ambiguous, I'd...
Yeah.
So there you go. There's our rundown and opinion over Matilda from 1996. This is Dakota and Brandy. Thank you for listening.